Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to go, pretty boy?
Two minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
The only thing better than a glass of beer is tea with Miss McGill.
And welcome to the Fourth Line Boys Podcast. My name is Darren. Thank you very much for tuning in. Episode 370 of The Big Show. Some enforcer-based podcasting coming at you, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. How's everybody doing out there? The wild Wednesday. Late Wednesday. Here we are, 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Little slow getting this out. I'm not here the first thing in the morning, but nonetheless, here we are. How are you guys doing? Hump Day Wednesday. We're almost there, folks. Weekend's around the corner. Long weekend. Or at least in Canada. We got Easter coming here. So, what are we going to do today? Well, I think today is going to be the episode that Tim's always dreamed of. This is going to be a list episode. But it's going to be, unfortunately, it's my list. What I've done, and I like to, see, this is the thing. I like to write things down. Well, and any long-term listeners of the show know with the lists, we all have the top five Leafs and the top 10 Islanders, blah, 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 blah. All the lists that we've done. I've had people send me those lists. When I first started doing them, I kind of put a call out way back when, and I had a couple cats that sent me a whole bunch of lists, so I would just save the links. I wouldn't go look at the lists. I would trust them. After the first couple, I'm like, all right, I trust these guys. They know what the gimmick that I'm doing. So, I would save the links and then I would just open them on the air and discover them with you guys, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Also, I would write questions down. I have a book here, right here, my little notebook. And if people would ask me questions or, you know, over the, on social media, I would write them down because every once in a while I would do a Q&A episode. Or if I was in the Facebook groups or on Twitter or whatever, if someone was asking, oh, who are your favorite sports movies of all time, blah, blah, you know, whatever. I'm like, hey, that's not bad. I'll write that down. So because the thing is when you're doing two episodes a week, 52 weeks a year, you're going to run out of shit to talk about. You can get a player interview now and again, or a guest comes on and okay, and, you know, whatever. But when they're going to be solo episodes and I'm just talking to you cats, it's like, okay, we can do player spotlight, we can do this, we can do that. But it's like, you're always trying to find something. And I'm telling you, you do Wednesday, and all of a sudden it's like Sunday's right there. It seems like you're constantly recording, even though you're not. It seems like you constantly are recording. Or having to come up with stuff, or, you know, whatever. And I've said before on here, I've had people give me really good ideas. Like, oh, you should cover this. And it's a great idea. And it's like, yeah, I would love to cover that. The problem is I don't have time. The thing is, and I want to do it justice. I don't want to just glaze over something. And it's like, you know, oh, you missed this, this, and this. It's like, well, okay. You know, and it's, if I'm going to do a subject, I kind of want to, it's like a player interview, right? It's like, it's like interviewing a player and then not asking about his 3 years of junior and his 4 years in the American League, and you just talk about the NHL. You know, I mean, I guess some people don't mind that and shit. That drives me nuts. I like to cover their whole career. I like to be thorough. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. So, and it's the same thing if, because it's like, oh, you should look into when the instigator started, or you should do a WHL deep dive or an IHL deep dive, and it's like, yeah, I'd love to do all that. I think if this show was maybe once a week, I could maybe do that, because then I would, you know. But the thing is also, my life away from the microphone. Not that I have a booming social life or anything like that. I mean, you know, we're not going out dinner and dancing every Friday and Saturday. Do people even do that anymore? How old do I just sound? Dinner and dancing? Holy shit. Yeah, this is like 1950. And I used to go to the Nickel Show, you know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't go to movies and bars and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a box social? Is that still a thing? But nonetheless, I literally work every day. So, on overtime, blah, blah, blah. So, my time, and I do have a wife that I need to talk to now and again, etc. So, and there's a lot of times it's just like, you just don't feel like it. I don't feel like talking. It's like, or I talked all day and it's just like, you know, or you go up, you know, we eat supper and we're watching some TV and you're bullshitting, and the next thing you know, you look at the clock and it's 8:30 and it's like, oh, am I going to really go downstairs now and, you know, talk for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, it's just like, because that's the thing, oh, the episode's only an hour, yeah, but you got to edit it, put it, well, not that I edit too much, but, you know, do the show graphics, do the intro, the outro, drop the ad read, upload it to the site, you know, all, that all takes time, and it's just like, do I really want to do that right now, and it's like, eh, I'll do it after work tomorrow. That's why every once in a while you'll, like, notice the episodes, like, either coming out Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon, and it's like, yeah, because I just, okay, I'm finished talking, but I don't want to stay down here for the next 25, 30 minutes uploading this shit and doing show graphics. I'll do it tomorrow when I get home from work and, you know, and all that stuff. So you get sort of somewhat delayed. I think overall I've been fairly consistent with putting out material, but, you know, yeah, sometimes it's not as prompt and on time is usually Wednesday mornings and Sunday mornings. You'd wake up and the episodes were there. Yeah, we're getting Wednesday afternoons, maybe Thursdays, you know, blah, blah, blah. But nonetheless, we're here now. But anyway, I'm pulling the curtain back. I'm letting you know, bringing you in on the process here, but you're like, I don't give a shit. Shut up and talk or get going. And I always say it, and people always laugh about it. And I mean, it's become the joke now where it's like, okay, I won't talk for long tonight. Then we're here for an hour and 20 minutes. So, cause every, you know, I get very, rambly at times and I go off on tangents. As the kids say, I go on side quests. So, you know, but, we'll see how these lists go. So these lists basically, it's just like things that I've written down, like a TV show, video game, you know, favorite football player, you know, just shit that I've written down. It's like, okay. And then I'll just go through it. So, I mean, I'll open up the book here and I'll just go down from top to whatever until I feel like I've bored everybody significantly. And then, you know, we can all, you know, shut this off and go on with our lives. Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's been kind of quiet here tonight. The wife has parent-teacher interviews tonight. Oh, good times. That's always... So until 8:30. She has to be there. Well, speak of the devil. As I'm sitting here recording, it's 8:24. I can hear the garage door opening here. So, yes. But why didn't you record as soon as you got home? Because I fell asleep on the couch. well, before we get into the list here, as I said, I'm a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. Over 100 shows in the network. All the NHL teams have shows. Also, I'm on the original content creator side, along with Joe Lazzito, Terry Ryan. The Three Stooges, they put us over in the corner. Check out Joe's latest episode. See, for father and son trip, can you believe they let Lazzito across the border? Yeah, I know. I'm starting to question our border policies here. I don't know. We gotta do something. We gotta start putting up some more sandbag. We gotta do a little more scrutiny at the border. You know, I mean, Joe's giving him a passport. It's written in crayon, so it's like, okay, this seems legit. But yes, it's his adventure with his son as they venture into some OHL games across the border and stuff. I started listening to it in the truck today. I'm about 20 minutes in, 25 minutes in. So I will, I'll give you a full detail on Sunday, but nonetheless, Jolton Joe, tremendous job. Glad he's still in the game. I hope he sticks with it, but tremendous back catalog. You know, just finished up with Darcy Harris and Steve McLaren. And of course he's got like Mick Fakota, Trevor Gillies, on and on. Check out Joe's back catalog. Does a great job. And then of course, Terry Ryan, Ted Hitchcock. Talked to TR recently. I'm going to get him on the show here. I know I keep saying that, but I think next week we're heading to Edmonton for a few days. When I get back from Edmonton, I have three guys that I have lined up to interview, and I will get my ass in gear. And I've stayed in touch with them. It's not like, oh, I asked them and they ghosted me. No, there's three cats that, TR is one of them. I won't get into the other two, but I will get my ass in gear and get them on here. And because I think they'd be fun. They'd definitely be fun guests, and you guys will definitely dig it. So we will do that. But if you happen to be on social media, I don't know why you would do that to yourself, but check me out, Facebook, Fourth Line Voice on Facebook, as well as X. I'm always going to say Twitter, but God. Thanks, Elon. I'm just going to say, like, Twitter sucks now. It really does. It's like, I got so much bullshit in my feed now. Like, before you'd only see it because the people you follow, if they retweeted it or whatever. Now, I got more, there's more political horse shit on there and spam and porn bots. The porn bots aren't so bad. But spam and just like, what am I reading? Why is this on my feed? I don't follow this person. I don't give a shit. Blocking more people and just, it's just nonsense. Although, I will say, today on Twitter, I asked, let's go old school. What was everybody's favorite wooden stick growing up? Holy shit, did that tweet blow up? Yeah, I got 100 and some replies. And that was this afternoon. I don't even know what it is now. But although I will say old sports that Ken Reed jumped in, Jeff Odgers answered, Terry Ryan. Yeah, so I'll share all those with you with the hockey stick question here coming up. But yes, so Fourth Line Voice on X as well as Facebook. Check out my YouTube channel. I have over 2,000 videos on there, all the leagues. It's all sorted. Type in whatever league you're looking for. I got everything, junior, minors, old NHL. If you like the channel, subscribe to it. If you're watching a video, hit like. I know all that sounds really corny and you're like, who gives a shit? I just want to play it and whatever. Yeah, no, I get it, but it helps the creator, well, in this case, me, helps me out in the algorithms. Like, you know, when you're watching a video and on the right it says, oh, related videos. Well, that's how you get in the related videos, is by getting likes and interactions. YouTube loves that shit. So if you could please subscribe to the channel and like videos that you watch, that would be great. Same as this podcast. If you happen to be listening to it and you're enjoying it, first of all, thank you for having extremely questionable taste. But if you could you please, you know, the star rating at the top there on iTunes and on Spotify and stuff, could you give me a star rating? Preferably 5, but if you want to give, I don't know, 1's a little stiff, but yeah. You know, we could go 3-ish. We'll cut it, 3.5 maybe. You know, so it's like my report cards back in the day. Yeah, you know, he gets the job done. It's not outstanding, but it'll do. But no, if you could rate it, that would be great. Again, it helps me in the algorithms. And if you are listening to these shows, not only my show, but Joe's, Terry's, I always say Spit Chiglets and Rogan and them. I don't think they need your ratings and your download. They'll be okay. You know, for us little guys, the mom and pop shops, if you could download, please. Again, it might not sound like a big deal. You're like, oh, shut up. I just hit play. You know, I get it. But again, it's the little things that you guys can do. Yeah, I mean, you're getting the shit for free, right? You know, granted, if you paid for it, I would think that would be, some would consider that petty theft. But if you could download, that's how we get paid. If you could download, don't stream. And yeah, and I'm not just saying this for me and all, you can stream everybody else's. No, any podcast that you enjoy, it's a smaller content creators, whether it be YouTube or on here, the little things that the listeners can do, whether it be a review, a download, all that stuff helps out immensely. It sounds really petty, but it's like, that's huge when you're a content creator. So if you guys could do that, that would be tremendous. So there we go. There's my PSA. I'm going to drop, well, now that's the other thing. I got ads. Well, I have a ad. I mean, again, that's how we get paid. That's who sponsors the network. That's what makes all this possible. So, yes. But again, hey, March Madness Sweet 16 is coming up here on Thursday. Some great games in basketball. Use the promo code THPN on DraftKings. You could, you know, get 150 free bucks and put in some bets. I mean, hey, you know. Something to look into. Check it out. But if you use the code, like I said, use the promo code THPN, it helps the network out. It helps me out. It helps Joe out. It helps Terry Ryan out. You know, it helps all of us out. And, you know, that's, like I said, we're not getting rich doing this, but we take a lot of our time to do. Again, I know no one's forcing us to do this and all that, but I'd like to think, you know, some of the better shows that you enjoy put in the effort, you know, to track down players or do this or research and try to give you guys an hour or two of entertainment a week. Yeah, again, it's the little things the listeners can do for, again, not only for myself, but for all the little creators out there, the mom and pop shops that keeps this thing going. But I'll throw the ad here at you, and then we're going to get into the list, folks. There's some good ones here. Okay, here we go.
And now, here's a word from our sponsor.
We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Yeah, Connor Bedard's back. Anytime scoring prop for him is plus 330. Oilers, the favorite Stanley Cup futures ticket, plus 700 right now, followed by Boston and Colorado at plus 850. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of the Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Okay, let's get into this here. The list. Yeah. It's like Christmas for Tim, I'm telling you. I was going to say, before we kind of get rolling into this, my last episode, my player spotlight of Matt Henry, old Hank the Tank there, I hope you guys went and checked, get on YouTube, check out some Matt Henry footage, you guys will dig it, old school. A lot of really positive feedback about that. It's interesting. I guess it's whenever I do a spotlight or, well, just I guess the show in general, of course, is like old school vibe, right? Like, I mean, I'll talk about enforcer signings or, you know, whatever, some new shit now and again, but, you know, you don't really get that deep into, like, I haven't done a player spotlight on a current new player for a while, if ever, I don't know. But, so, I guess it, but, cause it did quite well. It's got a lot of listens. And I mean, clearly it wasn't all of a sudden people caught on to the fourth line voice, like, well, let's give this guy a listen. Clearly it was a subject matter, right? So, and I know Matt Henry and I now follow each other on social media. So, I think I'm going to reach out to the young man and, see if I can, I'll get him on the show. I won't bug him during this, you know, they're getting into the playoffs and shit. So I'm not going to bug him in that during this time. But, you know, come the off season, maybe we'll get him on the phone. We can talk some fights and, you know, and his mentality and, you know, maybe going forward, what he wants to do. So yeah, reach out and do that. But I want to thank people that took the time out to listen to the episodes and for all the time you guys listen is always, is great. But, I was going to say lately, well, this, like I said, this past episode has done fairly well. But you know, I have to ask the network about the numbers and stuff, but it seems like the show has actually been picking up some momentum. Or maybe engagement's up. We'll put it that way. You know, maybe the listens are give or take the same, but, you know, again, I'm not, oh, I'm, you know, just behind Rogan now in popularity. I'm not, you know, no, I'm not saying that, but it's just maybe, like I said, maybe engagement is up because, I've been getting a lot more feedback about things and comments and stuff and, you know, picking up followers and stuff on social media. And, yeah, so I want to thank everybody who's, if you're listening, you know, I mean, I know I've got, you know, there's, you know, some of you cats that, you know, that's certainly, you know, have been here for a long time. You know, Michael and Steve and Kevin and all you guys, Taylor, I know you cats are out there listening and I appreciate it. I appreciate the old guy that have been here from the beginning for sure. Cause that's, you guys are the foundation of the show. But I'd like to definitely welcome the new listeners in as well. And like I always say at the end of every episode, and I always say, and I mean it, you know, there are, everyone and their dog has got a podcast these days. So like I said, I always say the fact that you chose to listen to mine, I really do appreciate it. And yeah, I'm really thankful for the engagement. Like I always say, I mean, every time you turn the microphone, and any person that has a podcast will tell you this. I mean, you know, anytime you turn the microphone on, you sit down in your basement, and you like I said, I'm looking out the window and kind of yelling into it. I'm sitting in a dark room, and the only thing that's on is my computer monitor, and you know, and I'm staring out the window. It's like, you know, in the red light on my microphone, it, you always kind of wonder, like, is anybody listening to this, or am I just talking to myself, or... I mean, I know there's people listening, you know, because you can see the numbers, but you know what I'm saying. It's just that feeling, you know, you put yourself out there and you always hope for feedback or, you know, and every once in a while, like, I mean, there's been times like I've asked questions or put it out on social media and you get crickets and it's like, oh, fuck, you know, like, is there any engagement? So anytime engagement picks up and you're getting DMs from people or emails from people, you know, just even with just comments, you know, oh, I listened to this and yeah, you're right. Or yeah, I like that fight too. Even if it's just stuff like that, it's like, or like a comment in the Facebook underneath the episode post. It's like, it's kind of reaffirms things and it's appreciated. I can tell you that. So, I've said this before on the show, and it, not just about podcasting, but just in general, I think as society goes, and I'm including myself in this as well. And it's something that I've kind of, in the last couple of years, I've tried to, correct. We're always sort of quick to complain and bitch about things. And, you know, if something doesn't go our way, you get on social media and shit talk the person or, I mean, yeah, you're not like, you know, in a whatever, air quote, Karen type way. Let me speak to the manager, you know, but you know what I mean? If you go to Vegas or something, you come back and it's like, you know, the hotel did this or they're nickel and diming this. And you kind of just, all you do is bitch. And you know what I'm saying? Or if you went to a restaurant and it's like, it sucked, and or else this, it's like little things. Point is, we complain a lot. And, you know, I'm not saying it's not rightfully deserved, because I've gone through the drive-through here at the Martinsville McDonald's, and I bitch that I have 15 minutes to get a, you know, Big Mac meal. I mean, you know, okay, but, you know, there are greater tragedies in life, of course, but you know what I'm saying. The point of what I'm saying is, we're always sort of quick to complain, but we're really slow with praise. And I think in this day and age, when you get good service or you enjoy a product, or it goes back to with the podcast thing, if you could rate and review the show, if you enjoy the show. And again, I always said this, and then I was laughing because because I've been saying this for a year and a half, 2 years, rate and review the show, whatever. I laughed the one day, I was sitting there and I was scrolling, and I can't remember what podcast it was that I was listening. It might have been Risk of Ruin or maybe The Better Life, one of these degenerate gambling shows I listen to. But then I realized, it's like, well, I've never rated this show that I listen to all the time. And I said, so here I am, chastising people for not rating and reviewing my show. Well, I'm not doing it. So it's like, well, yeah, so what, like, you know, do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. It's like, well, I'm not really practicing what I preach here. So, yeah, so I mean, I've rated the shows now, and when we came back from Vegas, I did actually send emails to the hotel and to the property, and I was on Twitter and I've mentioned it a bunch. I think I mentioned it on Facebook as well. I included the names of some of the bartenders and the staff that were exceptional, like were great. You know, and there was a few, like the front desk person, they were a little you know, but I didn't say nothing, you know. What the people that were exceptional or did some good service and we enjoyed it, I mentioned them on social media. I've been trying to do that more in the last little while. Again, I'm not saying, every time we visit something, you know, I give them some glowing Yelp review or anything. You know, I'm not on, you know, Google giving 5 stars or 1 star. I'm never, you know, I'm not Siskel and Ebert over here, but, for the younger people are just, what did he, who? Yeah. That was for the old folks. But I guess just what I'm trying to say, you know, I'm going around my elbow to get to my wrist here, but, you know, I think maybe we should start being, and again, I'm including myself, that, you know, we should maybe be a little more, you know, we're all quick to criticize, but, you know, or shit on them, but, you know, we should maybe, you know, leave some positive reviews out there as well. So, what am I talking about right now? I'm just sort of, now, see, talk about rambling. Holy shit. But no, I want to thank for the people that have been engaging lately, and always thanks to, you know, the old timers that are always listening. I appreciate it. And, your feedback, John, I know you're out there always listening, and your feedback, and Michael out in Anchorage. You know, hey, we need an Aces episode out of you, brother. You know, Scott out in Fort Wayne, need a Fort Wayne episode from you. There's a couple characters you need to get on here. You know, but, you know, thank you, everybody. But, okay, how about I'll shut up. Well, I'm not going to shut up because I'm going to continue to talk, but how about we get into these lists? Here we go. My book here. I got my book out. And, yes, Darren's lists. So I think we'll kind of maybe do a top five kind of thing, or not, maybe not in any order, but I'll give you 5. We got to come up with some number. I'm not going to 10 on this and 3 on this and 2 on that. I'll stick to 5. That seems like a good number. Again, these are, as time has gone on, I knew the day would come when I was going to sit down here. What am I going to talk about tonight? Today's one of those days, as I said at the top of the show. So I'm glad. I'd always wish I'd done an episode journal. I wish I'd done that, but at 370, that ship has sailed. There's no point now, but I wish I had kept better track of what I talked about on other episodes, but yeah, such as it is. But I am glad that I do write down my questions and my lists and everything else, because it has definitely made makes episode, because it's always, oh, well, just sit down and just come up with stuff. It's like, oh, sometimes I can, but my wife said that to me the other night. You know, you got to go down and record. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I don't know what to talk about. She goes, well, just go down there and start talking. Well, so it's not that easy. She goes, well, don't you do that all the time? I'm like, well, some would think so. But no, not really. But anyway, I'll, anyway, all right, let's get into this list. So this is sort of, like I said, with these questions, it's sort of all over, or these lists, it's going to be all over. It's not just going to be hockey. It's going to be everything. Why not? We'll just, have a little light episode, this today. We'll, you know, while you guys are commuting and, you know, on your planes, trains, and automobiles with your headphones on, thinking, you know, so sit back, close your eyes, and as I always say, watch the sights and the sounds as they fly through the air. All right. What lists? Okay. We'll start here. TV shows. Maybe we'll do that. Five sitcoms. Again, I don't think we'll go in any order. I'll just throw out five at you. Seinfeld. Three's Company. Love me some Jack Tripper. Larry Dallas. That was, as a youngster, that was my very I can always remember when we visit my grandma out in BC when my grandpa was still alive. It was from 5 to 5:30. My grandma would be making supper. My grandpa and I would sit and we'd watch Three's Company. And I was like 6 or 7 years old. And so a lot of the innuendo and everything obviously went over my head. But I remember he would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And John Ritter, you know, with the physical comedy, because everybody can relate to falling down and, you know, all the goofy shit John Ritter did. So, you know, when I was 7 or 8, that's what made me laugh, was how goofy he was. So, yeah. And I've said it on here a bunch of times that I have since, before when the DVDs all came out, I own all 8 seasons of Three's Company on DVD. And for the longest time, when we had Nick at Night, or it wasn't Nick at Night, what was it? It was the old comedy network show, or it would play all the old Three's Company was on all the time. I'd watch it. My wife would just, oh God, roll her eyes. But, oh, I mean, you watch it now and it's like cornball as shit, but I love me Three's Company. Cheers, you know, obviously gotta love Cheers. Trailer Park Boys, although the last couple seasons, you know, but the first, oh yeah, first few seasons, tremendous. Like, it was so, well, because obviously it was a Canadian thing too, but it was that sort of, it was just shot different and just kind of, it was unique. And yeah, Trailer Park Boys and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that for TV shows. Wrestlers. Okay, of course, you cats know that I like my pro wrestling. Of course, like I said, growing up with it and everything, I don't watch that much anymore. But favorite wrestlers, Bret Hart, Randy Savage, Chris Jericho. We'll go tag team, because I was always a tag team fan. I always liked tag team wrestling more than singles wrestling, to be honest. So tag teams I'll include as one. Midnight Express and the Road Warriors. With opening day right around the corner, we'll do some baseball here. My five favorite baseball players, Canseco, McGuire, Larry Walker, Cal Ripken. I'll give you a current. Who's a current guy? It's a... probably the, you know, the answer a lot of people would give, but Trout. I like Mike Trout. Football. Howie Long. Lawrence Taylor. Dan Marino. Brett Favre. Brian Cushing. I really like Brian Cushing. I know he's that's a little polarizing. He had a little issues there, but I remember the NFL film. Well, NFL films, to me, out of all the sports leagues... I've said this before. I wish the NHL I wish the Sable family who created NFL films, I wish they were hockey fans. We'll put it that way. I wish the NHL, because I think their licensing is like teams own their own shit or the local market, but the NHL was a mess initially. But could you imagine, like, you just think back to NFL films, how great NFL films are with all their old footage and the old, imagine if that was the NHL covering that. Oh, tremendous. That would have been great. I wish the Sable family was an NHL fans, but NFL films is awesome. The name of the narrator on all the old films is escaping me, but what a voice. Oh, tremendous. And he had, just the descriptive language he'd use. And I love the Raider, when they talk about the 70s Raiders and the badass, and he's talking the swashbucklers of the AstroTurf or whatever he's talking. Oh, tremendous. I always think sometimes, imagine like an NFL film style, but like, oh, the Broad Street Bullies or the Big Bad Bruins of the 70s or, you know, oh man, that'd have been great. But yeah, I know growing up, like with NFL films, and I mean, I know my friend owned the Crunch, I think they were called Crunch Course or something. It was NFL films, and it was all about like football's hardest hitters and stuff. And we'd wear the reels off those VHS tapes watching them. Yeah, that's where I got introduced to Howie Long and all them. And of course, they were doing mic'd up shit way before any other. The NFL films, the archives that they have and the film that they have, it's so, I mean, that's why the NFL is the biggest, best run sports league in North America, because they recognize their history and they preserved it. Baseball did too, but hockey sure didn't. But yeah, tremendous. So, we'll do some hockey here. How about this list? My five favorite minor league guys. Rocky, Engelstad, Bonvy, Marasty, Brett Gallant. LNH. Well, the LNH is the minors, but that's a different animal. LNH, my five LNH. Well, Swanee. Got it. The Cowboy for sure, number one. Louis Bedard, Terrio, Mayrad, Cote. Best WHL fighters that I've seen in person. Scott Parker, Wade Belak, Brant Myers, Mike Brown, Darcy Hordachuk. Oh yeah, this was a good one. Undercover WHL guys, like maybe guys. Well, this question kind of stood out to me when it was written. I don't know when I wrote it down, but it kind of got me thinking because, of course, when I did the Matt Henry episode here, it got me thinking about. And I had a bunch of people get a hold of me. Oh, I checked out that Matt Henry. Holy fuck, man, he was great. Whatever. Yeah, you're right. Whatever, and you know, and all that. Well, I'm gonna hit you with some more names that you guys need to check out. And again, I mean, you could do this for the Quebec Junior, for the OHL, but that wasn't my, you know, if you wanted the Quebec stuff, like Jordan at five in a game would be the guy to talk to about that, because that was his wheelhouse. You know, in the OHL, that'd be like history of hockey. That would be his wheelhouse. I'm a Western League. I'm out in the West here, so I'm a Western League guy. You know, so I always tried to collect, not that there was, well, I shouldn't, there's not a bad little chunk of old WHL DVDs that we all tried to get. So between getting that and going to a ton of games in the 90s, you know, here in Saskatoon, you know, saw a fair bit of people, you know, and obviously 90s WHL is sort of my wheelhouse in terms of like the names I'm going to give you. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, Boris Fistrick. Well, yeah, okay. But I mean, I never saw him play, right? And you know, so I mean, there's always like whenever I do some of these lists or whatever, I mention the old Blades, it'll be like, oh wow, well, you know, like, you know, I can't believe you didn't mention Leroy Gorski. Well, yeah, okay, I don't remember ever seeing him. I mean, I saw him play when I was a little kid, but it's like I don't remember. You know, like even Wendell Clark. I mean, I saw Wendell Clark play, But I was 10 years old, 9 years old. So nothing, I remember the name, obviously, but I mean, nothing stands out to me in terms of like some memorable fight that he had, you know. So, you know, I wish I could, well, I'll get into the Blade stuff here. But yeah, I always laugh when I talk about old, you know, like when I talked about the Brandon Wheat Kings and guys are throwing around like, you know, guy from like 1982 and stuff. I was like, well, why would I know? I don't know. There's no footage. So come on, work with me here. I can only go by what I've seen. So, saying all that, undercover WHL tough guys that, I mean, some of their fights are up on YouTube. I tried to get them on my YouTube channel. So, you know, but definitely now again, I'm not saying, oh, their entire catalog is on there because they're not, but I mean, there are some fights just to give you the flavor of the thing. I'll hit you with five undercover kind of, and if for a regular WHL follower, like Napes and Tony and them, when I say these names, they're, you know, they know who I'm talking about. But I mean, some guy out that's listening to the show out in fucking Des Moines is not going to know who I'm, these names, because why would he? So I'm going to give you some names, and this is your homework assignment. You go on YouTube. If you want to be entertained, old Darren's not going to lead you astray here. So, I didn't write any of this shit down, so I just wrote the question down. But so sorry if I keep tapping my pen. I'm kind of scribbling on this paper. First one, guest of the show, my friend in Edmonton. Hopefully I'll see him next week. Chris Graff, last name, G-R-A-F. K-R-I-S, Chris Graff, played for Spokane, undersized, like, you know, 5'10", buck 85, but was very Langdon-ish when he fought, and he fought everybody, Parker, Brown, dropped Zdeno Chara, it's on YouTube, look him up, had some great fights with Tedarenko. It was a really good interview. If you want to go in my back catalog and check it out, he told some great stories about playing for Babcock and in Spokane. And yeah, you know, but played in the minors for a couple of years, had some injuries and had to retire. But he did play in Idaho but yeah, definitely Chris Graff, check him out. Another one, I put up a picture last night. It was actually the very first interview I ever did on my podcast. Josh Mazur, M-A-S-E-R, tremendous. One of the baddest dudes. You want to know how badass Josh Mazur is? He fought Eric Goddard 13 times in junior. Eric Goddard, and he didn't go 0 for 13, I can tell you that. But it was also a great podcast guest. He told some great stories. I always say with Mazur, he sort of killed it for me. He was such a great guest right out of the gate that, oh, I thought it was going to be that easy. Oh, this is easy. Getting guys going, they're great interviews, 2.5 hours. They tell great stories. And, yeah, no, but, tremendous guest. So if you have a chance, listen, and good dude, nice guy. And yeah, Mazur was awesome. But get online and ask Steve McIntyre about Josh Mazur. He fought McIntyre, he fought Goddard 13, he fought everybody, Mike Brown, Scott Parker. His fight with Chris Millett's probably the longest hockey fight ever. I swear to God, it's 2.5 minutes. That's on my YouTube channel. Yeah, look up Josh Mazur. You will be pleasantly surprised. He was awesome. Another one, I've mentioned him a bunch of times when people, ask me about, like, a WHL guy that, you know, I never went past junior, whatever, Matt Sommerfeld, Sommerfeld. Again, another guy that Steve McIntyre will say the toughest guy he ever fought in the Western League. Bad dude, fought Morasti, fought everybody, played a couple years of Swift Current, then got traded to Tri-Cities, and then he went back to the family farm, and apparently he just runs that now. But yeah. Late 90s, he's tremendous. Bad dude, man. Check out his stuff. You'll dig it. Another one, I'm going to hit you with an old school guy. The folks in the UK know Paul Ferrone. tougher than a left turn downtown, that guy. Some of his Seattle stuff is on my channel. There are some UK fights out there of him. Again, he was on my show. Great guest. Good dude. Paul, he listens to me while he's jogging. So I hope you're doing well, man. I got to reach out and talk to Paul. I haven't talked to him for a while. I hope he's doing good. Or hope you're doing well, because I know he listens to the show. But Paul Ferone, F-E-R-O-N-E, Seattle Thunderbirds, again, not the biggest guy, you know, 5'10", 190, but thump dudes. Again, another guy, yeah, Chara, he was so badass. He got so mad at the Kelowna Rockets one night. He ran onto their bus and, like, challenged the bus. And this is when they had Fedoric, Parker, they had Millett, they had a bunch of guys. And Ferone went on the bus and was, like, wanting to fight people. And nobody did anything. That's how badass Paul Ferone is, you know. So, yeah. So look up him there. Oh, and a current guy I'll give you. I mentioned Tanner Lasan, Lasann. He's a current guy. Actually, if you go to, I hate pumping their tires, but hockeyfights.com has most, because he's a newer guy. So he was like 2010, 11-ish around there. Played for Swift Current. They'll have his fight, because that's by the time internet TV was on and whatever. So his fights are out there. Again, undersized guy, but can bang. Wide open, kind of like a Ken Tasker type. Definitely check out Tanner Lasan. You'll dig it. Another guy. Never turned pro. Just played his junior and then went to school. So good on him. But I always say, selfishly, I always wish he had tried the minors out. I would have loved to have seen how he did in the minors. But bad dude, man. Tanner Lasan. So there's some undercover Western League guys that you guys can check out on YouTube. Getting lost in my questions here. Biggest KO. Coaster on Jim Playfair in the American League. Coaster on Kite. Ben Wilson on Hillworth. Dwight Schofield, Craig Cox. You got Oren Fedoric and Peros. Troy Millett and Murray Barron. Yeah, Troy Millett hits him with like a forearm shiver, and he is out. I'll keep it to the end. Well, I guess Jim played. I was going to say, I'll keep it to the NHL. That wasn't an NHL fight. It was an American League fight, but... you could go all La Puma and Spenrath and, you know, all that stuff. But, we'll stick with those. My favorite NHL players, five of them, Tockett, Neely, Clark, Scott Stevens, Lindros. I was for like air quotes skilled guys, you know, I mean, tough guys, we'll keep that separate. Most hated, Alf. Well, clearly Alf's number one. Pronger, Subban, Drew Doughty, Ovechkin. Ovechkin bugs me. Yeah, he's always bugged me. He's bugged me since the World Juniors. Now again, when I say Subban, obviously they're great players. I'm not, you know, but just. Yeah, and Drew Doughty, like, I see the mic'd up shit and stuff. He's just a fucking big mouth goof. Yeah. My favorite fights. Engelstad, Hordachuk. Probert Gates. Probert and Gates was always kind of one of those. I always got to say, I mean, not to be over dramatic, but I always kind of looked at it as a, not a passing the torch moment, because Probert was still, but you know what I mean? It was sort of like, it was sort of an arrival for Link, but unfortunately that, you know, didn't pan out. But that initially what could have been viewed as that. Chirla Maguire, that was the fight that actually got me into, like, collecting hockey fights. Tasker Sen and Brian McGrattan and Josh Grattan is probably one of the best fights I've ever seen. Um, We did the kind of the WHL undercover, NHL undercover. I know Tony always hates this when people say he's underrated because it's like, oh, well, everybody that knows, they knows how tough he is. And I always say I get what Tony's saying, but, I guess it's guys that don't maybe get talked about as much as like the Proberts and the Browns and the whatever the Wilsons and Twists do. And they probably should because they're in that category. Well, Jim McKenzie, Paul Laws. Again, like, I mean, fight fans know how great these guys are, but I think the fair-weathered fight fan or whatever, I think they don't realize how good those guys were. Reed Simpson. I think Reed Simpson goes under, like, again, hockey fight fans know how tough Reed Simpson is, but I think he's just not in the conversation a lot. Darren Langdon, I think Langdon, you know, undersides. I think with Langdon, maybe it's a, you know, he doesn't have the huge knockout one or, you know, whatever. But I mean, you go back, it's like, when did Darren Langdon ever get the shit kicked out of him? Like, when did he ever get dropped or anything? Like, I'm trying to think. I don't remember Langdon ever getting dropped. And I'm not saying, oh, he never lost a fight, but it's just like, I don't remember him getting the shit beat out of him or anything. Yeah. And what a technician. I mean, I always say when there's, when you want to talk about the art of hockey fighting, fucking Langdon's Picasso, man. What is that one? What McKenzie Laws? That's four. Randy McKay. There's another guy. Fought everybody. Win, lose, or draw. Great player, great power forward, turned himself into a real solid power forward, had the great run in New Jersey there. Imagine that's who Detroit gave up for Troy Crowder. I mean, who would have known? I mean, Crowder was the scourge of the league at the time, but then had all the injuries, unfortunately. But of course, then Randy McKay, you know, obviously went on to have the career he had, but, Randy McKay was fucking awesome. Yeah. Randy McKay. There we go. We'll move away from sports for a little. Video games. One of my favorite video games. I'm not a gamer anymore, although I do have a PlayStation 4. I should maybe get it going again. But of course, I back from how old I am. I can remember going to the arcade and the malls and stuff, you know, put in a quarter and play. I'll give you some of those games. Exciting Hour Wrestling. You know, if anybody remembers those, like Coco Savage and the Piranha and, the Insane Warrior, Contra, Russian Attack, Gauntlet. That was, Gauntlet was cool because you could play with like four people. That was on the big, that was a pretty good, and Golden Axe. Yeah, those are, I'd say in the arcades, those are my favorite arcade games. Now, home games with the Nintendo and like Genesis and all that. I mean, obviously the NHL series, yeah, I mean, I'm going to pick a year, but I mean, one of the, I know everybody always says like NHL 94 is like the greatest hockey video game ever. That was the one you couldn't fight in. So fuck that. Like, no. I think it's 96. The one with Stevens on the front cover. I think that's, you know, but we always have the, you know, you have the constant, the Chicago Detroit matchups, you know, Roenick's like the greatest player ever. Yeah, lots of that. The old Nintendo days, remember RC Pro-Am? I love that game. Super Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl was great, but Super Tecmo Bowl, when they had the stats and everything. I was a stats guy, right? Loved it. What is another Nintendo? Oh, Baseball Stars. Got to play the lovely ladies to make some money. Make your own guys. And something different. NBA Jam. He's on fire. Yeah. There you go. Some gamer. So everybody's waiting for me to hit Call of Duty and all that shit. I was never into those. I never played. I wasn't playing video games when Call of Duty and all that was out. Well, hockey stick. We'll get into that because that, like I said, today on social media, I asked if the old school was your favorite wooden stick. Holy shit. That blew up. On Twitter, I think I got 200 and some replies. Ken Reed, Jeff Odgers, Terry Ryan. I'll get into all that. I'll get to the responses there. Current minor league tough guys, my favorites, Darian Skiho, Alex Gallant, Jacob Doty, Travis Howe. You know what? I mean, I know he gets shit on by a lot of people and stuff, and I mean, he's got a heat with Amesbury. Just for the fact that I just like what he's doing. He's kind of got, he's just trying to kind of bring it back. And I mean, with the antics and everything and all that stuff, I don't know. I dig it. Yeah, shit. Why not? Footage. Lost footage that I wish if I could find some lost footage, what would it be? Well, I've mentioned this a lot of times. Provert's OHL footage would be great. Old Blade stuff from here, as I said, with like the Coaster, Wendell Clark, Dave Brown days, like that would have been awesome to have that. Just general 90s WHL stuff. I mean, some of it's out there, it's hit and miss, but I'd love to have like Medicine Hat Rocky stuff and like, you know, more Kamloops stuff with Mike Brown. You know, I don't know. There's just 90s WHL stuff. You know, just like old Prince, like Prince Albert, like all that stuff. It's just, yeah, I'd love to have that. You know, late 90s UHL, talk about those Asheville Smoke teams with Wagner and all those guys, or the Elmira years of Wingfield and Legault and, you know, and shit like that, or like with Little John and all them. Like, well, when Jay and I did that 2000-2001 UHL year, like, oh, to have that footage with like Varog and all those guys there, and like, well, just like in the Central League with Melnichuk and stuff, and oh man, like all that 90s, early 2000s minor league stuff. I'd love to have some of that stuff. I know I'm giving five here. What's some other one? Oh, probably 90s. Because I keep saying the 90s. You know, again, that's my wheelhouse. And I know Dave always did a great job of this, but I would love to have, like, just, like, 90s preseason stuff. You know, and, like, camp footage and shit. I know there's that, like, and it's on my channel, if you, like, those people that, in the Nordiques camp, when, like, Serge Robert, Mayotte, Kordick, Twist, they were all in, like, Nordiques camp. And they're all the people there filming it. I have a bunch of that stuff on my, and it's like, fight, pick your shit up. Like, I would love to have, I know there's that really great fight with Reed Lowe and Yablonski and Blues camp. That's tremendous. And you hear stories about, oh, I fought this guy in camp. And oh man, like I know in Capitals camp when Engelstad and Vero were like trying to kill each other. Like, I'd love to see some of that. You know, just camp footage and like even the preseason game stuff. Like you hear about like the Islanders and Rangers having 11 fights and all that shit. I would love to see some of that stuff. That'd be great. Who should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame? Tocchet, Roenick, Tkachuk, Fleury. And Don Cherry, for sure. Favorite sports movies, top five sports movies. Bull Durham, Major League, Slapshot, the Rocky movies. I'm not going to try to pick one, but the Rocky movies, well, maybe not five, but, Bad News Bears, the original Bad News Bears. Ah, there's so many though. You know what movie I was watching the other night? Tin Cup. Costner's so good, man. Kevin Costner's made so many good sports movies. I think it helps. He's a really good athlete, believable athlete. Looks good. Like you watch him in Bull Durham and stuff. He's got a good swing. Like he's a believable athlete. Oh, I know he was a good, like growing up, he was a good athlete, but you can tell. You can see, like when you watch Bull Durham, it's like Tim Robbins, not so much, but you know. But I mean, in Major League, I know Charlie Sheen, like he looks good. Yeah, but so it helps when the guys are believable. Costner's believable. I don't know if I'd call Caddyshack a sports. I mean, I guess Caddyshack's a sports movie, but I won't, you know, I mean, Caddyshack is one of my favorite movies. I don't know if I like Happy Gilmore. I mean, are those really sports movies? I guess it's, but you know what I'm saying. I'll stick to like, you know, Hoosiers. That was a good one. Longest Yard, you know, the original one with Burt Reynolds. Although I'm such a big Adam Sandler fan. Actually, I didn't even actually mind the remake. It was okay. Actually, I quite enjoyed the remake, to be honest. You know, Stone Cold and all them on there. I don't know what other lists we got. Boxers. Yeah, you guys. Well, I always say, like, people with, you should watch UFC, bro, if that's all you're into. I've always said on here, I'm not the biggest, I have no problem with, well, I guess it's MMA. Everyone just calls it UFC because it's such a brand. But I'm not the biggest MMA fan. It's okay if it's on, I'll watch, but I don't order pay-per-views or anything. But for some reason, I find, like, this new age, like, I just find Sean Strickland and these people eye-rolling. I just kind of, like, they're great athletes and everything else, obviously, and tough guys, of course. But I just, this whole, I'm going to get online and, your mama and all this shit. And they talk all this shit. They push and shove in the fucking press conferences and blah. And then after it's all said and done, I respect it, bro. And fuck. I mean, you guys are figured pro wrestling. But, I mean, I get the point. You're building up the animal. I get it. But it's, problem is you guys don't keep kayfabe. And it's just a big kind of clown show now. Somebody needs to take Sean Strickland's, like, social media. That guy's a fucking goof. He's a clown. Boxers. I've always been more into boxing for some reason. I don't know. I just enjoy boxing. But Rummy's Corner, if you're looking for a really good boxing channel. Boxers. Tommy Morrison, Roy Jones Jr., Julian Jackson. Check him out. Julian Jackson. You watch those knockouts. Arturo Gatti. I know other fashionable thing was Ali. Yeah, Ali. Yeah. Fuck Tyson. Hagler. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Yeah. Oh, beers. Well, when it comes to beer, I'm not going to be Jay with my IPAs and my fig nut ale and all that stuff. When it comes to beer, it's good old domestic swill for myself. Great West Light, which is the local, Great Western is the local brewery here in Saskatoon. Thankfully, they make good shit. And over the years, they gave my senior baseball team a ton of money and they help out locally. As I said, out here in Martinsville, they're building a new arena and everything. And they donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to it. So they give back to the local community and their local union, Saskatoon Brewed. So I'll buy Great West, Great Western Light, then Rolling Rock, Miller Light, Miller Genuine Draft, and Landshark. There you go. Yes. Oh, chocolate. Well, my fat kid, the chocolate bars. Wonder Bar, Chocolate Payday, Peanut Butter Kit Kat. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You see the trend here, chocolate and peanut butter. And the bastard stepchild of the M&M family, but peanut butter M&Ms. There you go. Tremendous. I know like milk chocolate and peanut get all the hype, but peanut butter M&Ms is the way to go. But wooden hockey sticks. Oh, the response that I got about this. I always laugh at the wooden sticks growing up. You know, you youngsters, well, your one pieces, you won't know what we're talking about, but I will always say growing up, the white Gretzky Titan was always there was the white Titan, Gretzky Titan, and then the red Mike Bossy Titan. No, you didn't want the red Mike Bossy Titan. No, you had to, that you're an outcast with that one. You had to have the white Gretzky, I'm telling you. My brother saw that. He was, the Louisville TPS with the Eisenman pattern, or else the silver Easton aluminum with the green writing and a Christian Brett Hull blade. Yeah, you could take on the world with that thing in your hand. Yeah, Marco Cefalo said a coho revolution with the, and he also said the Louisville with the Eisenman pattern. Terry Ryan used coho revolution and later on the Sherwood 50-30. I will say that the 50-30 was the was definitely the most was what I got the most comments about. I'm going to go to the my Facebook post where I asked. Yeah, Sherwood 50-30, Coho, Torrespo. Christian got a lot of love too. Kevin Kaminsky, a green Western stick. The Canadian 6001, yeah, Coho 221, Sherwood. I always liked the Sherwood 70-30, the feather light. That was all, not the 50-30, but the 70-30. That was my one. Chase Tippin, the Sherwood with the McGinnis curve. Victoriaville, you know, a couple of the old farts, of course, with the Northlands. Yeah, a lot of Sherwood with the coffee pattern. Oh, yeah. Well, then I, for my boy Brady out there, oh, the old Chimo. Oh, worst stick I ever bought, but I loved it. I remember it was at the Great Canadian Warehouse. I found they had a box of Chimos. They were white with the blue writing. Same ones that the Quebec Nordiques used, but they were like $9.99. And the only reason I wanted one is because John Kordick and Darren Kimball were using them on their hockey cards. And so, yeah, I bought a couple of those. Ended up breaking it right away, but ended up using it for like intramural floor hockey at lunchtime. I know Brady liked the red Chimo because that's the one that Troy Crowder used. Yeah. But the Chimo, yeah, classic. I'll hit Twitter here. That I want to see how many responses I've got on my to my post here on Twitter about this, because this got me got me a ton of replies. Holy shit! Yeah, back in the day, what was your favorite wooden hockey stick? 410 replies. Yeah, holy. Well, so I don't know if we'll you know, we'll go over all of them. We'll just kind of slowly scroll. Yeah, but lots of Sherwood. Love the Christian. I had a Montreal that someone left behind in a locker room. It weighed a ton, but it was so good. Lots of Titans. You know, there's another Louisville TPS Eisenman. The Christian brothers used several models. Sherwood, Christian. Wayne Gretzky Titan 2020, yeah. Kitchener. The Coho. Oh, and Black Titan and Lindros used. Yes, my friend Mike loved those. Northland Pro used to get them at Cosby's near the old MSG. There we go. That's back when people saw them black and white. That's like, you have to talk to Lazito about that. Montreal stick had a nice curve. Another Torrespo guy. I don't remember Torrespo. Last year, Junior, we used Chimo, but I like the 50-30 feather light with Al McGinnis. Yeah, he must be an old Quebec league player. I know Chimo was big in Quebec. Canadian 6001, yep. Yeah, Hespeller. Actually, I have one sitting over here in the corner. Hespeller, Darren McCarty model. Yeah, actually, pisses me off. I actually had a Hespeller Probert one time, but it broke it, and I should have went and got another one. But man, that was back in the day, though, when you get sticks for like $20, $25. I mean, nowadays, I don't. Well, another good one I know was the, as a grapher, Chris Graff sent me back, that was the Coho, the silver fiber. That was always a big one, too. It varied between Sherwood, Victoriaville, Northland, and Titan, depending on the curve. The red Titan, I'll beat it with your red Titan. Yeah, Sherwood 50-30 is definitely the overwhelming favorite in all of these answers, by the way. I'm kind of scrolling to, look at this one. It was my Trevor Linden chunky soup stick that I received free by sending in 5 soup labels. I still have it. That's tremendous. Yeah. First curve stick my dad bought for me was a Hespeller. Sales guy said, if I could shoot a sponge puck and hit the Charjack sign on his door. He'd sell me two sticks for the price of one. I walked out with two sticks. There you go. Cooper X Light and a Canadian Savvy. I have no idea what those are. The Cooper Green Flash with the Wendell Clark curve. I remember my friend James. I can't remember where they got it, but remember there's a Russian stick called a Vostok. That was the worst bloody stick. It was like carrying a 2x4. Like some of the old sticks were heavy and shit, but this Vostok was like a 2x4. Oh, terrible. Coho Revolution, black and gold with Lemieux. I will say one of the last wood sticks I bought way back in the day was that actually a funny, because it was on sale. I don't know why I got it. It was a Nike one. Oh, it was terrible. The heaviest stick I ever had was a Winwell. A very hard stick to break. I think Don Cherry was big on promoting it. Yes, he was. He was a Winwell promoter. Louisville Slugger. That's old school. I know, because everybody kind of Louisville Slugger thinks it's a baseball bat, but they actually had Louisville hockey sticks. Louisville Slugger hockey sticks as well. I've seen those. Canadian 6001. Yep. Yeah, as I'm scrolling, Vic. Yeah, I never liked Vicks for some reason. Definitely, Sherwood is the overwhelming. Branches, there's one. Victoriaville, Northland, yes, a Canadian second choice with Sherwood 5030. Victoriaville Pro. Sucker for that Titan. Yeah, Canadian Dennis Savard pattern. Titan, Sherwood. Vic, the Nordiques almost drafted me, but I had a bad tear of my Achilles tendon. All right. That really wasn't what I asked, but sure. Jeff Odgers, Coho Silver Fiber, 2219, I believe. What did Ken Reed say? A tie between the white Gretzky Titan and the Sherwood 5030 with the coffee curve. Yep, there you go. Ken Reed from Sportsnet. Yeah, well, I want to thank everybody that took the time out to reply to that. Man, that's a, holy shit, 410 reply. I haven't had that much. One of my tweets hasn't got that much action since the Probert tournament. But, well, there we go. We're like an hour, 9 minutes of me ranting and yelling about lists and talking nonsense. But there you go. There was a list episode for you guys. I don't know if that was the greatest listen, but I gave you some players to check out on YouTube. And we talked old wood and hockey. We talked wood. We like a good wood in their hands. We talk some old domestic swill beer and some TV sitcoms, and maybe I'll go upstairs and watch some Trailer Park Boys and drink an MGD. I don't know. I don't have any. Actually, I got Miller. Actually, I got Great West Light in the fridge. I was going to say I have Miller Light in the fridge, but I finished them. But I do have Great West Light in the fridge. Well, there we go, folks. It is 10:30, and I am done talking for the day. But I said earlier in the show, I want to thank everybody for the interactions lately. Thank you for listening to the show. Hopefully we got some new listeners. Maybe we got some new people after the Hank the Tank episode. That'd be cool. I hope you stick around. I am heading to, of course, it's Easter weekend here. And then Monday it's, and then there's a school break next week. So I'm actually taking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off from work. I'm actually not going to go work. And, we're going up to Edmonton. We're going to hit some casino. Just got back from Vegas. Now we're going to go to Edmonton, hit the casinos, maybe see some old friends, maybe hit the old Strathcona Antique Mall. I know the wife loves that. But hey, maybe I can come home with some WHA programs, but, we'll do the mall thing and all that stuff. But, you know, so I'll send out, if you're following me on social media, I'll be sending tweets out from the City of Champions. But, yes, folks, there we go. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please, again, rate and review the show. And, I was going to say, I don't know if I will have an episode this Sunday. I will probably record something this weekend, but I'm going to save it for Wednesday. When I'm in Edmonton, I'll upload it, and then it'll come out on Wednesday for you guys. So we'll see. Well, it depends how much yapping I got in me. Maybe I'll do something. But anyway, folks, I'm going to get out of here. I hope you have, for the Canadian folks out there, have a happy Easter. And for everyone else, thank you very much for listening. Have a good weekend. And Talk to you guys next week. Thanks, everybody.
And you people that don't like fighting, how many of you did you walk out and get a coffee while that was on?
Want to go, pretty boy?
Two minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
The only thing better than a glass of beer is tea with Miss McGill.